It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Las Cruces Ukes will perform the Stilled Strings Memorial Concert on Saturday at 2 in the afternoon at Morningstar United Methodist Church in Las Cruces. The concert is also a fundraiser for Mesilla Valley Hospice. Emily Guerra talked with Las Cruces Ukes board members Cheryl Falstead and Bob Hull.
It's an honor of three of our members who have passed away and all had care from hospice in their final days. One was my father, Roger McCandless, and then TJ Diaz, and then most recently, Bev Hale. And our board was thinking at one of our meetings how we wanted to both honor them and then at the same time support the organization that provided such wonderful care for them in their final days. And so it's a musical celebration of their lives and hopefully a way for us to be able to hand over some money to support another nonprofit.
And then another aspect about this particular show is that at the La Posada facility that hospice has, there's musical volunteers. There are a lot of volunteers at that organization that do a variety of things, but I'm one of the musical volunteers, and I work with various other musicians and go and play, usually on a weekly basis. And so what we're going to feature at this show, besides the Las Cruces Ukes, is a couple of the ensembles that do those performances, those volunteer music shows at the hospice. So that's something we wanted to sort of connect with.
And who will they be?
I'm in two different groups. One is called Long Story Short, and that includes Christine Sanders and George Avalosset. And then I also work with another Ute Club member, that's Kelly Hoskins, and that's a duo we call Ukelua, which is a kind of a conjunction of ukulele and the Hawaiian word for two, which is Elua. And I just glued them together. It's kind of a funny story behind all that, but that's one group. And then we have another person, Ted Powers, who's a volunteer driver at hospice. So he takes people to appointments and does those kinds of things. He's also a fine singer. He's in some of the choral groups in town.
And the Las Cruces Ukes.
And he's recently joined the Ukes as a player and singer. And I said, Ted, this is perfect. You've got to do a song. So he's going to be in that show also.
Wait, and there's our Las Cruces Ukes Teen Club who will be coming. And they are just starting to get out into the community and perform. And this will be another opportunity for them. So we'll have the Las Cruces the Shooks, our full group, our full performance group, plus these two groups that perform at hospice on a regular basis, plus our teen club. It'll be a great concert.
Well, the ukulele is something unique, more to the Hawaiian type music. How did you get started here in Las Cruces with that?
Well, I mentioned my father earlier, Roger McCandless, and he played many instruments, and the ukulele was one of them. And I was doing some publicity for the New Horizons Band and the New Horizons Symphony, which encourages people in their older years to come back to playing music. And I was inspired to play, but I didn't know what, and I didn't think I'd ever make it in a band or an orchestra. So I asked my dad for a recommendation, and he decided the ukulele was the way to go. And it turned out Dad and Kelly Hoskins, who'll be playing with Bob, and I would get together once a week and practice together. And we decided to offer lessons and form a group, and that's a good 6 years ago.
Let's get a little sound of the ukulele.
Sure. So the uke is a pretty small, almost guitar-like instrument, but it's not really a guitar. It has a different pathway to how it was developed. But it uses the same sort of nylon or plasticky strings that are used on classical guitar.
How difficult is it to learn to play it?
If you do play guitar, it's pretty simple to pick up a uke and make some chords right away because the relationship of the strings is the same. So it's like the top four strings are the skinniest strings on a guitar. So if you grab, for guitar players out there, if you grab a D chord or an F chord or something like that, it'll be the same shapes on the uke. It'll be different chord names or different pitches because it's a smaller instrument, so the strings are tuned up higher, like the fifth fret of a guitar, an A minor 7 chord. That's the open strings of the uke. But I'd say it's accessible for a couple of reasons. They're small and inexpensive. It only has the four strings, which is a good match for our hands, which are, four fingers on each. all plastic strings. They're easy on the fingertips. I don't know if you ever tried to play guitar when you were younger, but those strings hurt. You know, you rehearse or practice for 15, 20 minutes and it's ouch. That's not the same with the uke. So I'd say it's pretty easy to get started with.
And it's something that children learn to play it. And it's something that people of all ages have been attracted to. It's having this huge resurgence of popularity that's continuing and continuing because there are ukulele festivals all over the world. There are clubs all over the place. So it's an instrument that lends itself to playing in groups or by yourself if you are not a joiner. And you can't help but be happy when you play the ukulele.
Once again, the Stilled Strings Memorial Concert will be held at 2 in the afternoon on Saturday at Morningstar United Methodist Church in Las Cruces. And you can listen to the entire interview with Cheryl Falstead and Bob Hull at our website, krwg.org.